Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is Lou Weiss, a columnist with the Wall Street Journal. Lou, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I enjoyed your opinion piece. It was in Wall Street this morning. You tied the use of the red carpet in with the award seasons, with the Golden Globes last night and with the Academy Awards next week. And I want to talk about that. We'll get to it in just a second. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Like I said, you're in Pittsburgh, and you actually have a tie-in. I mean, you've got some background in the flooring business, right?
Yeah, I graduated from college. I went to Kenyon College in Ohio. I was a drama major. And the day after I graduated, I started selling carpet in our family business in Pittsburgh. It was called Modern Curtain and Rug Company at that time. Now it's called Weiss House. I was sent to Carpet College in Dalton, Georgia. I have a diploma still somewhere behind me in the CRI.
Yeah.
And it was only 5 days, but I learned a lot.
Okay, interesting. And even to this day, you have family members that are involved, right?
No question. My sister still runs that business, which is the retail now. They're into furniture as well, but mainly broad luminary rugs and actually some hard surface.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is a sales agent. She represents Bentley Carpet and Expanco Cork here in Pittsburgh, and I try and help out a little bit with that.
In reading this, it put a smile on my face, which is what opinion pieces are supposed to do, and it's coming from an expert, as we just proved. You know what you're talking about when it comes to flooring.
Well, a little bit. I mean, not. I don't want to say I know too much. I know we'll do a little bit know about fibers, I mean, because we sell a lot of wool carpet at our store, and I've still very fond of wool, even though it's a very small percentage, I know, of what gets sold. And I know a little bit about Antron and all the wonderful things that Bentley makes, you know, premium nylons and regular nylon, too. I know a little bit about olefin as well.
So tell us a little bit of the history of the use of red carpet, if you would.
Well, I must say, I didn't know this off the top of my head. I should have, because, again, I was a drama major, but it goes back to ancient Greece, the Oresteia, and I think it was written by Sophocles. Anyway, so Agamemnon, King Agamemnon, comes back from the Trojan War.
Uh-huh.
His wife, Clytemnestra, is getting ready to murder him. But she spreads out these red crimson robes on the ground, and he walks across these red robes as he goes back to the house. And I think he murders him in the bathroom, but I should double-check that. So basically, the fact that he walked across these red robes later on became like the thing for royalty. So royalty's walking on red, and as I say in the article, who was more royal in our society than movie stars? So in the 20s, they started having the red carpet when they would have movie premieres, and to this day, it's become a bigger thing than the show itself. The show is 2-3 hours. The red carpet's like all day.
Yeah.
They talk about it.
I think they still roll out the red carpet when the president lands his plane, too. I mean, you know.
They do. As a matter of fact, I know a couple years ago, Bentley Carpet made the carpet for the inauguration, some years ago, a couple decades ago, for Ronald Reagan's inauguration.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was red then, but not that it's blue for Democrats, red for Republicans necessarily.
Yeah.
But they do, and actually, I think, I don't know if it was Bentley or someone else, but they made purple carpet for the Emmys a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But I sent them a letter about that to say, keep to the red, don't screw around with success, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember, I think when Ralph Grogan was at Bentley, he sent me a PR piece telling us that they had done the Academy Awards that year. So I guess it moves around. I can tell by looking at that photo in your editorial. It looks like some pattern lock. I recognize that backing.
You know what? I do see that little guideline
going
down the side of it there.
So also, I think it's funny in your editorial, you talk about carpet is used as an insult. Tell us about that.
Well, because, I mean, it's one more person goes in front of Congress and says, they tried to sell me the same rug twice. That's more of a Middle Eastern jab, you know, about the rugs in the bazaar. But they talk about carpet bombing, you know, where do problems get swept, of course, under the rug.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, what's going to happen if you're doing something wrong? Get called on the carpet.
Yeah, and is a carpetbagger somebody you want to hang out with?
Carpetbagger, for sure it's no good. No good, it's enough. We need some respect.
Yeah.
We need some respect in this business, and I don't think we get enough of it.
Yeah, well, and tell me what you think about brands. You say in your editorial, name me a carpet brand. I think that's interesting.
And most people really couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I pressed a couple people. A couple people gave me Kerastan as a residential brand.
Yeah.
But that's about it, just a couple. They don't know.
Yeah, well, one of the things you say, kind of throw a little nugget out there for a carpet as a flooring, and you say, take off your shoes, lie down on the floor, and show your carpet some love, the same love it gives you.
Exactly. I mean, you're going to play with the kids. No one's going to roll around with the kids and play around with the dog on a concrete floor. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Might look cool for your local magazine shoot. But forget about it. You want to live with something. You want some soft surface.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to smile like I did when they read this, I mean, this piece ran in the Wall Street Today, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, so today is the 6th, I guess. Sometimes they put the articles behind a paywall there. If anyone wants to contact you or me, they should, and I'll send them a copy of the article. And actually, in a month, you can run it somewhere because the Wall Street Journal has rights only for a month. I mean, I write a number of articles for the Journal, and typically they're not about carpet. They're about other things. But my byline is carpet salesman from Pittsburgh, which is what I am. But so I've heard over the last few years from carpet salespeople around the country when they see, oh, this carpet salesman here, but I'm writing about the Steelers or political stuff, generally with a couple good jokes. If I can get some good jokes, I'll submit something to the paper.
All right. The name of this article is In Praise of the Hollywood Yarn, so that's how you find it. Well, Lou, thanks for spending time with us. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Keep doing what you're doing and entertaining people. Again, I've been talking to Lou Weiss, a columnist with the Wall Street Journal with a background in the carpet industry. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.